Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now therefore listen, O Israel, to the laws and to the judgments which I teach you, in order that you do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord Jehovah God of your fathers gives you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish anything from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord Jehovah did because of Baal-peor, because all the men who followed Baal-peor, the Lord Jehovah, your God has destroyed from among you. But you who clung to the Lord Jehovah, your God are alive every one of you this day. See, I have taught you laws and judgments, even as the Lord Jehovah my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Therefore keep and do them, because this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these laws and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Because what nation is there so great, who has God so near to them, as the Lord Jehovah our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that has laws and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself, and diligently keep your soul, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. Especially the day that you stood before the Lord Jehovah your God in Horeb, when the Lord Jehovah said to me, gather the people together to me, and I will cause them hear my words, that they may learn to fear, revere me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire up to the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but you did not see any form, but you only heard a voice. And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And the Lord Jehovah commanded me at that time to teach you laws and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Therefore take good heed to yourselves, because you saw no manner of form on the day that the Lord Jehovah spoke to you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make for yourselves a graven image, the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that crawls on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host multitude of heaven should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord Jehovah your God has divided to all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord Jehovah has taken you, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be to him a people of inheritance as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord Jehovah was angry with me for your sakes, and swore that I should not go over the Jordan River, and that I should not go into that good land, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land, I must not go over the Jordan River, but you shall go over, and possess that good land. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord Jehovah your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image, or the likeness of anything, which the Lord Jehovah your God has forbidden you. Because the Lord Jehovah your God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When you shall father children and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah your God, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon completely perish from off the land where you go over the Jordan River to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall be completely destroyed. And the Lord Jehovah shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen ungodly nations, where the Lord Jehovah shall lead you. And there you shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But if from there you shall seek the Lord Jehovah your God, you shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord Jehovah your God, and shall be obedient to his voice, because the Lord Jehovah your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your forefathers which he swore to them. Therefore ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven to the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or has God attempted to go and take to himself a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord Jehovah your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown, that you might know that the Lord Jehovah, he is God, there is no one else besides him. He caused you to hear his voice out of heaven, that he might instruct you, and upon earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their offspring after them, and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you greater and mightier than you are, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in your heart, that the Lord Jehovah, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is no one else. Therefore you shall keep his laws, and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you forever. Then Moses separated three cities on the east side of the Jordan River, that anyone who killed his neighbor unintentionally might flee there, and who did not hate him his neighbor in times past, and that fleeing to one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain country, of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead, of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan, of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies, and the laws, and the judgments, which Moses spoke to the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt, on this side east of the Jordan River, in the valley over opposite Beth-Peor, in the land of Sihon king of the Amorites who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel struck, after they had come forth out of Egypt, and they possessed his land, and the land of Og king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side east of the Jordan River towards the sunrise, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even to Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side of Jordan eastward, even to the sea of the plain Dead Sea, under the springs of Pisgah.